The interview.
The city of Redmond has decided to put in place a homeless hotel, that they neglected to tell the residents was actually coming. That has spawned a lot of concern from folks who live nearby, so much so that they founded a group. It's called Safe East Side. The founder, Khan Chu, joins me now. Khan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me.
So a big piece of this is that your mayor, Bernie, did not let you guys know that this was even coming. They just decided to purchase the hotel on the county level, and now the mayor is defending essentially not telling anybody about it. So what are your big picture concerns over the location?
We have a big problem with the location. The location is right between Bellevue, the busiest traffic section of Bellevue and Redmond. And it, although it's within Redmond border, but it's affecting a lot of residential areas in Bellevue. As far as the transparency of the deal, we also have a problem with that. So for government to spend taxpayer dollars to purchase a property and not notifying anybody in the neighborhood and purchase that property to convert to a different use, like for homeless use, and that's a travesty to the neighborhood.
What do you think is going to happen in the neighborhood as a result of this homeless hotel?
Well, we, based on our impression, in the end, also people from Seattle who actually went through the ordeal, contacted us, and then basically told us that that would be a nightmare for you. Because I, the other day, I spent 2 hours talking to a lady. She said she lived in the Green Lake area, right next to a homeless settlement. And then her neighborhood, like, for the last couple of years, was just ruined. And then full of trash, needle all over the places, and then crime rate is up. And then neighborhood people were just afraid of walking outside.
Yeah. And folks then, folks will normally say in situations like this where any group comes up, they'll call you guys NIMBYs, not in my backyard, saying that you want these places to go up, but just not in your neighborhoods. So what's your response to that?
No, I would say those people, you know, typically those people, they don't live near the settlement at
exactly.
all. They themselves probably live far, far away, and then they expect other people to live through this. And then that, I mean, to me, that sounds like a hypocrite to me.
Yeah, they're the actual NIMBYs when you think about it. So what are you asking
exactly.
What are you asking from either the city of Redmond or just King County in general?
So right now, obviously, the city of the Redmond is responsible for things like locating of the hotel and the permitting purpose for the converting into the homeless use. So our primary target is the city of Redmond. The mayor, because the mayor is the responsible person for this deal. And also, in the meantime, we also have questions for the King County as well. You know, right now, as of this point, the mayor barely responds to our comment. Her only public responding is, she said, the day after our Tuesday protest last week was, she said she was still going to move on with the project.
Yeah, and she doesn't care what you guys think. And that's the problem here.
Right.
You have a city council that has, you know, sort of gone further to the left than it should, given the demographics of the city. So people need to take back their city. In fact, that's the sort of the motto that you have for Safe East Side, which is to take back our city. If you guys want to learn more about this and see ways you can get more involved on the local level, go to safeeastside.com, S-A-F-E, safeeastside.com, and you can learn more about what it is they're doing, and more importantly, what it is you can do to actually get more involved yourself. Con Chu is the founder of Safe East Side. I'll give you the last word.
We're demanding for transparency and public input.
And I think that is reasonable. Of all the things groups have asked for, what they're asking for at Safe East Side is incredibly, incredibly reasonable. SafeEastSide.com. Con, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. Now this.